I'll be able to delete the piece where I'm not saying anything anyway. Okay, here we go. You're listening to Irish Radio Candidate Home and Abroad, and you may recall last year was a big year for the Irish-Canadian connection between Ballyhoura, which is between Limerick and Cork area in Ireland, and Peterborough here in Ontario, because the Peter Robinson migration commemorated 200 years last year. Well, the legacy of the Ireland Canada Homecoming expands with new heritage research and a major August initiative. The legacy for the of the Ireland Canada Homecoming continues to grow across Ballyhoura County and in Peterborough region as new heritage discoveries, research collaboration and cultural exchanges deepen the connections forged to the bicentenary of the Peter Robinson emigration. And a major new chapter in this partnership will begin on the 20th of August and run into September when the Historic Graves Ireland launches community-led heritage research projects across the Peterborough, Ontario region, bringing the successful Irish model of documenting local history, graveyards and community stories to the very communities founded by the Peter Robinson settlers 200 years ago. And the initiative represents one of the most significant outcomes of the Ireland Canada Homecoming programme, creating new opportunities for shared research, heritage tourism and community engagement between Ballyhoura County and Peterborough, while strengthening connections between descendants of the original immigrants and their ancestral homeland. And ahead of this landmark September programme, Ballyhoura Development, in partnership with St George Arts and Heritage Centre Mitchelstown, will host Irish Names in Canadian Stone, a Transatlantic Heritage, on Thursday the 20th of August as part of National Heritage Week 2026. And this event will be presented by the Canadian historian Patrick Leahy and Irish archaeologist John Tierney of ACTRA Heritage and Historic Graves Ireland, and forms part of the wider event programme Carved in Stone, Preserving a Community's Heritage. It's supported by the Royal Irish Academy, and Patrick's research explores the enduring links between Ballyhoura, specifically North Cork, and the Peterborough region communities established through the Peter Robinson settlement in 1825. And Patrick's here with me. Patrick, thanks a million for coming along. This is a pretty major initiative that's getting underway, and obviously the result of an awful lot of work.
That's right, Austin, and thank you for having me here today. Yeah, a lot of work and a lot of people have contributed to this over two centuries in a way, preserving stories to get us to where we are today, where we can look back on such a legacy. And a legacy that we can look across the Atlantic. We could look at origin communities in North Cork, Limerick, South Tipperary, the borderlands there. And we're looking at those origin communities and how they spread across the Atlantic Ocean, how large numbers of people from small places migrated together, attracted family members, relatives, and neighbors to join them through chain migration in the decades that followed and established communities here in Ontario.
Now, for a project like this, when it comes to dealing with gravestones, that assumes that you have successfully connected with people when they pass on. And we know that while migration happened from Ireland to Peterborough area, everyone didn't stay. Even from that point on, a lot of people then migrated out. So while you have a rich base within the region, does this give you then the database in order to start building on what would have been subsequent to that?
Absolutely. Just like we ourselves here in Peterborough County are part of an Irish diaspora from North Cork, there's what we could call a Peterborough diaspora. In a lot of ways, what we call step migration, where you move across the continent in successive generations. Peterborough was the first step in that. Families would settle here, and when they had large families with many children, there wasn't enough land to sustain them. And so many children by the 1840s, 50s, and onwards who were out of land here in Peterborough County, they would move west. They'd move into the American Midwest, first to Michigan, then on to Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, and points beyond there. And then from the 1870s onwards, the Canadian West, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, all places where many of our families here that remain here today have branches in those American states and Canadian provinces.
So when that happened, and last year being such a pivotal year, did last year attract many of those descendants to come back to see where they had been spawned and where they had spread from?
Absolutely, and we were amazed and overwhelmed both with our events here in Douro, a small community, and the wider events held in Peterborough under the Nine Ships banner. But here in Douro, we saw over 1,200 people attend our events on the Saturday of a three-day weekend, and there were people we had never met before from California, Washington State, from Northern Alberta, from Vancouver, from New York State, people whose families left here four or five generations ago. There was one young man who came here. I think he was from San Jose in California. His family, a different Leahy family, had left here, moved up to northern Michigan in the 1880s, and I think moved on to Nebraska, Arizona, and then finally he was the one born on the West Coast. And there's something in that connection. There's a search for community today. People want to know where they come from, who do they belong to, who are their people, if you will. And that search for belonging led a lot of people back numerous generations landing with us here. And the natural step from there, of course, is back across the Atlantic to the slopes, the hillsides and valley farms of North Cork and East Limerick.
The initiative, Irish Names in Canadian Stone. So the names are going to be pivotal also, like all the names from the areas you mentioned, Tipperary, Limerick, Cork. The establishment of that connection, the richness of it, it must be very emotional when some of these things are uncovered.
For sure. And something, I think, just to give an idea of how important their origins were to these first generation immigrants, much like first generation immigrants today. When we did our graveyard survey here at St. Joseph's in Douro last fall, there was 138 gravestones in the old section of the cemetery. Of those 138, 40 noted their Irish county of origin, and of those 40, 18 noted their parish of origin. So to those people, they and their families wanted to mark permanently in stone on the Canadian landscape their home parish, because they knew that the people around them in the community, that was significant, that was something people understood, and they were proud of where they came from. So what we're doing in this, one of the events we're putting on in Mitchellstown in mid-August, is we've made life-size photo replicas of these gravestones with Irish parish names on them. And what we're doing, we've blown them up. They're life-size. I think the tallest is 6 feet tall, and they're going to be on display, and we're going to use them to tell stories. There's going to be last names there that are still strong here in Peterborough County today, and they're names of people in North Cork still living in those parishes. And those gravestones, they're going to be a stand-in for those immigrants in the room, and we're going to tell their stories using the gravestones that their families erected to memorialize them.
I have to ask, is a similar exhibition going to be mounted on this side of the Atlantic with those replicas?
I think we're going to need to do that one, Austin. We're going to have to take it on the road, and I think we're going to do something that kind of mirrors it, because not only do we have this the data and the collection of photographs that we're building stories around here in Canada, we're pushing that, working with Historic Graves Ireland, we're pushing that back a generation. We're finding the gravestones of the emigrants' parents. We're finding gravestones of people who died in the mid to late 1700s in small mountainside parishes in East Limerick, and we're connecting them to the families here. And something beautiful we're seeing is some of the gravestone iconography and carving in the parents' gravestones in East Limerick are replicated on the gravestones 60 years later here in Douro. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to produce an exhibition like that here of Irish stones, and we're going to display them here in Canada.
Now, the great thing with modern technology is there are sites out there which allow you to go and actually see the gravestones, a number of sites. Has part of your work included cataloging and making some of this, or will it be made available online in any format?
Absolutely. We've been working hand in glove with Historic Graves Ireland, and they're true pioneers and leaders in this field. They've been working at this for 16 years. John Tierney is the director there, an archaeologist by training, and it's been a community archaeology project that they've ran for the better part of two decades almost. In it, they've cataloged, photographed, and transcribed 1,000 of the 3,000 Irish graveyard and cemetery sites. There's over 220,000 people in that database, searchable, mapped by location across in a whole island approach. There's a heavy focus in those counties of Limerick, Cork, Waterford, Tipperary, where our people here came from, but certainly thousands and thousands of sites spread across the whole country. And you can see the gravestone, you can see a transcription, And John's been working heavily in the last year on building some cutting-edge technology, working with AI to develop an app that pinpoints, maps, and transcribes gravestones, allowing this method and overall network to spread further. And across the world, there's great interest growing in it here in Canada and the US and abroad as well.
Patrick, the great thing about any initiative like this is that it potentially will bring people together. Have you seen and noticed how it has established relationships, built connections, reconnected families?
Certainly, yeah. And I think what it does is it accelerates those natural processes where we meet people. Correspondence can flow so much faster. Now, I know there's a couple here who like to travel, and we say there's not a thing they ever miss in Peterborough County, but the next thing you know, they're in Newfoundland or Ireland. And there was people they'd never met before connected to our communities here who came from Alberta, and I think a couple from Washington State last year. And they connected at the events in Peterborough County. And then just this past spring, they were in Listowel in County Kerry. They decided to go together to a literary festival there. So we're just seeing people connecting over shared interests. But I think also interesting are people are building, bridging back and rebuilding family connections. I know ourselves, we reconnected with the Moher family near Kilworth in northeast Cork, a family that connects to hundreds of people here in Douro today, my wife's family included. And we went and visited them last fall, and we'll be back there again this year. And they're still farming on the same land. I think they've held roughly that area for 400 years, and the farms where our families left from 200 years ago. So certainly there's been a lot of connections made and ongoing connections. Interest in the similar experiences in rural farming communities like these, and differences as well, too.
Often the outcome of many of these type of historical research efforts are you get historical fiction. People will write their family story and cloak it in fiction so as there's nobody checking up that it's actually factually correct. Are you aware or can you see that there will be family stories that will now end up in print?
Well, I'd imagine it's certainly been a stimulus for people. It's been a revelation, too, where they're exposed to other people's stories. I like to look at this as myself personally as community stories. Our communities here are very much rooted in communities of origin. And that's something we'll touch on in our Irish research in August as well. Just by natural tendency, people often settled near those who they knew, relatives, their kinship and neighbor networks. And so, for example, in Peterborough County, there's four or five distinct clusters. People from County Kerry tended to settle in Ennismore, that northeast Cork area. A lot of them were in Douro. There's a nice West Limerick cluster that went to Asphodel Township to our east, and so on. So certainly there's been stories. I think as we dig into communities' connection to community, there's a lot of stories emerging of shared experiences. And those are things I myself and my own researcher, we can push those shared experiences back to the late 1500s, for that matter, in some cases.
And I see the Royal Irish Academy were happy to get on board.
Absolutely. I greatly appreciate their support of the project and their acknowledgement and recognition of the unique ties from Peterborough County to Ireland. I think this is the first of these commemorations type projects that they're supporting by a Canadian researcher. So that's interesting. That's a great way to share the Royal Irish Academy's efforts and broaden them out into the North American diaspora. So, yes, we greatly appreciate their support and look forward to working on the project.
So you're heading over. You're going to be there in the flesh, getting the opportunity to show the display and meet the people and, again, continue to grow the connections. Quite logically, out of any kind of an effort like this, is you're going to see more people from the Irish side wanting to come over and visit here also. Are you getting a sense that what would have been the forefathers of the Peterborough descendants, that their descendants are taking an interest and saying, yeah, we want to come visit?
Yeah, I certainly think that's something that's building. There's certainly great interest in these stories, and we're able to bring them stories. I know I brought a crew of younger guys over with me last fall in September, and there was great interest in the differences in Canadian life and stories. And some of these guys, they're hunters or they're farmers. It's so stories of wildlife, stories of there haven't been wolves in Ireland since the late 1700s. So stories of things like that really piqued interest. And I think there's certainly a desire to come see here in Canada where their own relatives made homes and what that looked like and what their descendants today are doing and how they're living with similar names, but in a whole 5,000 kilometers away, a different part of the world.
Patrick, I'm sure that we'll get a link if your presentation is going to be available online. Hopefully it will be. And if there is, we'll share it. And any other of the information that's happening over that period in August, September that we can share. But I want to thank you for taking the time and coming and sharing with us today. Fascinating project, tremendous work. And it's the kind of thing I know that once you get it, it gets in on you, it can kind of eat away until you're looking for more.
That's right, Austin. I appreciate you sharing our story with people. Certainly, this is something that we're building on. I think there's interest on both sides. We've built up some great partnerships with Ballyhoura, Historic Graves, St. George's and Mitchellstown who are hosting us. And it's the kind of story that I think different communities across the country can look to with their Irish connections. Where does their community come from?
Indeed. Well, Patrick, thank you so much, Patrick Leahy, and I hope you have a tremendous trip to Ireland.
Thank you, Austin.